static and non-static, but that's not the word. What's the word for the presentations where?
Dynamic.
Yeah, okay, dynamic. It's not like your traditional PowerPoint. It's where it can...
There's hyperlinks embedded in the PowerPoint. So the way we envision it, it could be helpful in a close or a rebuttal or a direct examination with a detective on a white collar case, and you've got 10,000 documents and 400 pictures and 3,000 social media posts. You could have the hyperlinks embedded on page one, and your case agent can navigate the PowerPoint by just clicking on the individual hyperlinks so that you're not stuck going through this linear PowerPoint, scrolling to jump to page 77 or page 500 and always getting lost. It's embedded in there.
And that's where the paralegals are expressing interest, and where our prosecutors, you know, have that same interest, is creating those types of PowerPoints, those presentations that can be used. So
you had somebody there. What did he say when he came back?
He was excited and said it was awesome. That's the exact word, awesome.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I wish I would have gone through this training when I was actively prosecuting cases, because it would have completely changed how I did trials.
Yeah.
People really should. People really should send their people to this. And there's limited spaces, so everybody can't send everybody all the time. But
right.
I mean, it will absolutely change the way you view how you can present a trial.
Yeah, and I think Tyson and I were both in the same camp of, I use PowerPoint all the time. Mm-hmm. I thought I was PowerPoint savvy. And there's going to be at least probably 10 things you learn that you never had any idea PowerPoint can do that can change your whole closing argument.
I can tell you, one of my other attorneys was registered for the course. He couldn't go because his father died last week. But he wanted to go to it. He's been looking for a conference like this, and he's been prosecuting with me for the last 17 years. So, it's not something just for a young guy. Or,
right.
I would say it's actually probably more for you old folks.
Thank you.
The young people understand technology, right?
And
kids these days.
And what worked really well.
You're not under 40, Dad.
I'm in a protected class.
And what worked well is Trent Tyson and I were there, sitting in the back of the room, you know, behind the students, and we could see, you know, people that were struggling, and were able to help them out. And it could be that, given time, and another course that I went to is able to bring in some experienced prosecutors to do that, to be the shadow as part of that. And so we may be able to, you know, develop some expertise so that not always Tyson, Trent, and I sitting in, but right now it's only, you know, for a year, and so we've been able to factor that time in. But depending upon what the interest is we may be able to do more next year. We just hold up here at College Drive. Expenses are nominal. We just pay for Blair to come down and spend the night. And
could you do a virtual course that you could access on demand?
For some of the things, yes. But some of the things you wouldn't probably be able to do.
Some of the things are better than none of the things, right?
I mean, his introduction video gives people a ton of information.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is he's done about a 37-minute introduction video that we make everybody watch that we can make
before
available.
Oh, okay. Yeah, before you go to the training, there's an instruction video to watch to get some basics.
Yeah.
But it's nice to, if you get lost, and when we did it as the office, it would have been nice to have someone there observing you and then helping you out while Blair is out there.
Right. That's the part you miss out on virtually.
Yeah.
And
I'm not saying replace it, but it would make it more accessible.
Right, right.
I think it's a good point. I mean, to that end, you can rewind.
Yeah.
If you're like, I'm freaking lost, you go back.
Yeah.
5 minutes, you pause till you're caught up.
Yeah.
And maybe we try that. We have a test program. Our next class is we have some people online and have Blair do it, you know, connect. Because we haven't connected these monitors. And so
not even virtual, just record it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, record it. Oh, gotcha.
I do my CLE after 8 o'clock at night because that's when my life gets quiet. Right?
Yeah.
Someone like that could go and get a few tips while watching.
Right. I see what you're saying.
There are certainly things he does that you could do a recording on.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are probably some aspects of it that wouldn't lend a recording, but I think there's enough that would make it interesting and useful.
And that just jogged my memory. Blair's actually talked about doing that, doing, you know, short little specific trainings and creating videos for that. So
different pieces of
yeah.
And that would be good if anyone wants to that have taken it and
they can rewatch it.
They can rewatch it, or they missed something and they didn't get to a skill they wanted to do during.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of possibilities.
Okay.
Juan, if you're looking for revenue streams for new pieces, having all this stuff online that people can buy a la carte might be a way to do it.
Yeah. We just have to figure out how to accept credit card payments.
That's like a piece of cake at this point, isn't it?
Really?
No.
not through WordPerfect, it's not.
Oh, jeez.
What?
just ignore him. Just ignore him. Oh, he says, you're not through WordPerfect, because Marilyn and I still use WordPerfect.
What?
Oh, my.
They went bankrupt, isn't that enough?
I use Word. I hate Word.
Bob, can we help Leonard put together a Microsoft Word presentation?
I know. At least I use Word. The other person that was named, let's see, how does Jared say that? Whose name I won't mention, but rhymes with Marilyn.
Yeah.
Doesn't even use Word. So I at least am putting my toes in the pool.
It took me, I think, 3 years working with Marilyn before she quit sending me all the documents to become WordPerfect. I don't have
the attorney's
authority. It was. I know. It's awesome.
So I sent
it's,
you
it's all about WordPerfect.
Yeah. At least I can read it. I don't have WordPerfect on my computer. I can't.
Yeah. Somebody's formatted something. I'm going to have to change
it. Really
can't
do it.
Exactly. That is exactly
what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Spring conference. You can see the agenda. Okay, that's
registration is county presenters is at 303.
303, good.
About 130 in person, the rest are virtual. And today I have a few more people backing out of in person. They want to switch, so I hope we have a good crowd in person.
Can I request for next year that we actually do that extra half credit, get to 12?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
My CLE for the year.
Is it just about time? Is it how long it is? Or?
No, I think what happened is our lunch presentation ended up not being an hour.
It was
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
That's what did it.
But that's a good point. That half hour credit is.
We were trying to stretch it for you, Jeff. But
I appreciate it.
We just want you to come to fall conference, Jeff.
I'll be there.
We just scheduled for 13 hours in case of something.
Right.
Well, maybe the second one is the problem.
Right.
Yeah. We want you to come spring.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm
yeah.
We miss you. Pick up your other half online. You can get it online.
I can't get my cheap boss to pay for it.
I know. We'll talk to him. Through UPC.
Legislative updates. Guys, you want to say anything about those other than please encourage your officers to come?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
It's going
to
be awesome.
It will.
Best
always
one
is.
Ever.
Yeah. OOMPA, they met, like I said, on Monday. They've got their conference now planned. I think it'll be a pretty good conference. And Civil Conference, as I said in SWAP, and as everybody knows, this is the last year we're sponsoring Civil, and that issue is on UCDA's agenda that they're going to talk about a little bit later today. Ryan Shom is, if you looked at this ahead of time, it was selected by the committee as the prosecutor of the year out of Washington County. Ryan Shom was selected as prosecutor of the year out of Washington
County.
Speaking
of Washington County.
So, And what we've discovered is if you select the prosecutor from a certain office, they will switch from remote to live attendance.
Holy cow. And find rooms in Pro Bowl for the moment.
Maybe I should Airbnb in that place.
I was going to say, need a room. I can make room.
Yeah. No, don't Airbnb your house because I'm the ALJ in Orem and I had to case on an Airbnb a couple months ago. Okay, that's it for conferences through the end of the year. Oh, Civil, Civil has met and planned, and Stacia's done a good job. They've got a good agenda for that. Ron, do you want to talk about latest happenings with the prosecutor?
Yeah, pretty much going like it has been, but now, as of yesterday, I met with JTI and they have actually got the e-filing working. under a test basis. So I am starting to look at it. We filed an information. It created a case in the court, sent back the court case number and the judge, and worked like it should, filed an additional document. They accepted it, went to the case, and it worked. We have a few things that are just not working yet, because you can't file in certain courts because they have to open up, you know. I don't know what they have to do. They have to give permission for us to access it, but that's minor stuff because that takes a lot less time than everything else. So I'll be looking at it in the next week, and then next week or the week after, depending on schedules, we'll meet with probably Iron County and Washington City, who have agreed to be test people, and set them up as test people in the system and let them test it using real stuff. I mean, it could be fake names, but it, I mean, it could be just like go through the process like they would. Whereas when I tested, I just kind of create a case and, you know, kind of do a charges in a document and send it. Kind of tells me if it's going to work, but I don't know all the specifics of how it might work in an office. So within the next 2 weeks, we'll be testing it in our test system. And once we do, it shouldn't take too long to work out issues there. Well, I shouldn't say that. Every time a change is needed, the courts and their e-file provider is really not very good at following up on issues and fixing things. So that's what's been holding it up so much, is between communication with them. We have to talk to the courts and talk to their provider and then coordinate between both of them before anything gets done. And that's been a little bit of a hassle. But it's in the system now. We actually have the forms. I can go online and just select a menu and go e-file this and send it in. It comes back. We get messages back to say whether it was accepted or not, and if it wasn't, why. Then we can go from there. So there's some configuration we need to do. We have to tell the system what each document is, and from the court's point of view, we have some metadata, it's called, that we put into each document that tells that this is this type of document for the court, and that gets sent to the courts, and then they can file it however they do it on their end. So it's a little bit of work to be done, and we're going to have to update our production version of eProsecutor before that's done, so that's another issue, but that takes over a weekend and it's done. So it looks pretty good. I think we'll be there pretty quick. There will be some issues if you've already filed a case. And when you start e-filing, if you wanted to file additional documents, that there's a little bit of a snag that we have to work through for that. But if you're filing a case from scratch, it seems to go pretty smoothly for now. But I'm sure we'll run into some issues once we have full-on testing, rather than just this little stuff that we've been doing. So, but yeah, it's in the system ready. It's pretty close to being ready to go. So that should save a whole lot of time and effort for folks.
Our issue that we've had with it, so we've been e-filing since January, and our issue is you have to get used to the format and Word that you do everything in, so that the e-file will read it. And so it's like there are extra drag and drop steps for the prosecutor who aren't used to having to do that, but it's still well worth that for the people who e-file everything.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean, we're going to try to work it out so that it's pretty slick. It's just one of the issues have been RTF documents that have to be filed, like orders have to be filed as RTF. The court says this isn't an acceptable RTF. We go, well, what do you want us to do with it? And so there's been a few things that we'll have to, the PDF seemed to go pretty slick, pretty easily. But so that's it. And then I didn't know, did you hear from the grant folks about paying that?
So CCJJ is anxious. They would love it if all prosecutors were using the same case management system. And our grant manager at CCJJ, he keeps referring to 403 funds. And so I don't know if it's an old House Bill 403, because I couldn't find what he's referring to. But they've got money to spend. And so we are able to get some additional licenses right now. I just am having to get the spending authority from CCJJ. And so what I told him I would do is I'd reach out to our jurisdictions that are not currently